Dean Richards Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. That certainly was some dramatic video released about that Rust shooting yesterday, wasn't it, Dean?
Yeah, the Santa Fe County Police released videos of their interviews with Alec Baldwin right after the shooting, him describing very emotionally what happened. And also a footage, rehearsal footage of Baldwin rehearsing with the gun that wound up taking the life of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This is Alec Baldwin talking to investigators right after the shooting took place.
I take the gun out, and as I take, as it clears, as the barrel clears the hole, I turn and cock the gun, the gun goes off.
It should have been a cold gun with no rounds inside or dummy rounds, cosmetic rounds, no flash. I take the gun out slowly, I turn and cock the pistol, bang, it goes off. She hits the ground, she goes down.
Yeah, Baldwin had told the investigators that they had not had problems with prop guns before, but at least one crew member... This is also a video that was released yesterday. One crew member told the Santa Fe police that they guns had misfired on the set previously and that safety procedures were not always followed. Baldwin's attorney says, you know, these videos now are showing that he did follow the correct procedure. He acted responsibly and had no control over whatever issues had taken place with the weapons themselves.
More to come on that. Let's get to the celebrity rattlesnake bite today.
Oh, this is a horrible story. Actor Cary Elwes, who is probably best known for his role in The Princess Bride, 1987's The Princess Bride. He was in the Saw franchise famously. He was in the third season of Stranger Things. He was outside working near his home in Malibu, California. A rattlesnake bites him on the hand. And, you know, he was immediately airlifted to a hospital. And, you know, naturally, what do you do when you're bitten by a rattlesnake and you're airlifted to a hospital? You get on Instagram as quickly as you possibly can.
Of course.
And post some really disgusting pictures of the snake bite itself. Now, you know, I'll just, you know, soften it down a little bit in describing that the finger that was bitten is almost all purple. I don't know if that's from the bite. I don't know if that's from the venom. Hmm. Is there venom from rattlesnakes? I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's something that the doctors do. Somebody told me that sometimes the doctors will make marks on whatever part of the body is bitten by a snake so they can measure if the venom is traveling. So I'm not exactly sure what it is, but one finger is completely purple underneath the fingernail, everything. So it's a disgusting picture, I'm telling you right now. I'm glad I could share it, some of it with you here right now in words.
You thought by covering entertainment you wouldn't have to deal with the bad hard news of the day, but here you are talking about accidental shootings and snake bites.
Right. Yeah, I've become a medical expert, a legal expert, depending
you have to,
you know, the Johnny Depp trial. I've become a legal expert now from watching that kangaroo court proceeding that's been going on. I guess yesterday the judge admonished Johnny Depp for his testimony, which was making the people in the courtroom laugh, and he was laughing. The judge did not think any of that was funny and told him to stop it or he would be held in contempt of court. That, along with talking about fingers and disgusting photos, that's all they've been showing with this in this trial of Johnny Depp's finger getting severed and
and a
whole other variety of things that I can't even soften down in words that were happening. But Johnny Depp is done now with his cross-examination, with his time on the stand. So next up, they're expecting it to be next week. Amber Heard, his ex-wife, who's being sued for $50 million. Johnny Depp says there's a defamation that he ruined his career. She will testify starting next week. And I have no doubt that it's going to be just as wild and wacky as the past week has been.
No doubt. Tell us why the Osbournes are moving to England.
The Osbournes have lived in California for 25 years now. They say they're going back to Buckinghamshire, where they have always had a home. But before they go back there, they're going to make several renovations to the home. Significant in, you know, it's not like you go and put a fresh coat of paint on her like any of us would do. They are going to build a rehab wing as part of this house for Ozzy. He's 73 years old now. He's got Parkinson's disease and also spinal damage. So they are going to, make the house accessible for all of that, plus put on a living space for an on-site nurse, handrails, non-slip surfaces, make sure doors are wide enough if wheelchairs become involved. So it's kind of sad that, you know, Ozzy, who is such a bigger-than-life character, mm-hmm. his entire career, is now living with these diseases and having to deal with it all.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, they say that he just finished a new album.
Hmm.
Sharon has just gotten a job with the British TV channel there. So they're set to dig in back in their homeland.
Yeah. Meanwhile, after all these years, Keith Richards, just fine. Super healthy and couldn't be better.
I mean, somebody really needs to analyze what's making all that tick.
Yeah, no kidding. Dean's entertainment segment sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. We'll get to Jon Stewart, Lizzo, and the Moulin Rouge and Rock of Ages shows in a moment. Nice honor for Jon Stewart, huh, Dean?
Yeah, Jon Stewart getting what is considered to be one of comedy's top prizes, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. All the greats have received it. In the audience was Dave Chappelle, Steve Carell, Jimmy Kimmel. Dave Chappelle was the last person to actually receive the prize back in 2019 because they canceled all the in-person events for the pandemic. Jon Stewart, as my understanding, gave a terrific speech, which we will be able to hear when it is broadcast on PBS on June 21st.
When is Lizzo coming to town?
Just announced a brand new tour that will kick off in Florida, but will come to the United Center on October the 16th. And tickets are going to go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Just a couple of weeks ago, she not only hosted but also performed on Saturday Night Live.
Let's get to a couple of theater reviews. You like both of these shows, Dean?
I liked both Moulin Rouge, the musical, and Rock of Ages. Let's start off with Moulin Rouge.
That song still sounds good.
It still sounds good, and man, what they do with it, with the choreography, just puts it over the top. In this show, they have updated the music from the original 2001 movie that starred Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor to today's to include today's music and artists: Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Adele, and many, many more. 70 songs and snippets, which is amazing that they weave through this nice storyline of the poor bohemian poet falls in love with the beautiful star of the Moulin Rouge, who is also being pursued by a wealthy patron. Great performances. Courtney Reed and Connor Ryan play Satine and Christian, the Nicole Kidman, Ewan McGregor roles. Beautiful, lovely voices, as the whole cast has. Topped with some of the most intricate, meticulous choreography that I've seen in a long time. Just a kaleidoscope of color and fun. It will be at the Niederlander Theater, used to be the Old Oriental, through May 14th. And you can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com. But also, you know, talking about music in live stage shows, they've got some 80s rock and roll going on at the Paramount in Aurora. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Here I go again on my own.
This show has been around for a while, hasn't it?
First debuted on Broadway in 2009. And was nominated for a whole bunch of Tony Awards. It became a movie in 2012. And now it's back. The story of a small-town girl going to Hollywood with dreams of being in the movie. She happens into a seedy bar on L.A.'s Sunset Strip where she meets a young rock and roll wannabe who is also chasing his dreams. That's the basic storyline of this. And they weave all of these great, great, great 80s rock songs into the show, from Journey and Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Poison, Quiet Riot, Styx. Just one, another show with just one great song after another. I wish I had some hair so I could make it big like the 80s, but this is a very, very nostalgic and a really well-produced show, as they always do at the Paramount. That's playing there through May 29th.
Rock of Ages. No music, but I started watching The Dropout, finally, the Elizabeth Holmes story about the whole Theranos scandal.
Yeah.
That looks really good. Watched one, but that's an interesting
story. Really compelling. You're going to like that.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.